We're back, long hiatus, episode 167. Today is Friday, August 16th. Welcome to Steel Naz, presented by Hedge Better, sponsored by Slide Edge Fitness Performance and the law offices of Patrick J. Foley. We got Steel in the building. We have the long-awaited return. Uncle Anton now.
Middle seat.
Congratulations, Uncle
thank
Anton.
You, congratulations.
Shout out Nicole from Quincy.
Shout out to my nephew for having longer arms than Adam already.
Oh! We're less than a minute in.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying. Without getting too personal, first middle name, Jake Paul.
Yeah, his name is Jacob Paul.
No.
No big deal.
I'm just kidding. That's awesome.
Well, it's after my dad, the middle name.
I know.
When he brought up Jake Paul today, I was like, fuck.
He didn't even know.
No,
that's funny.
It's good stuff.
Great names.
Yeah, we got a full, slate here. Probably been a month hiatus. Last time recorded was with Hank. I thought, let the summer rays go on. Well, the summer rays, speak of that. Have the good times, get it rolling, and then come back here. August 16th, we've been off for about a month now.
Feels great to be back.
How we've been? I got Uncle. How about you, Steel?
Fantastic. Yeah. Could not be better.
Crushing. Is it our year still?
Yeah, it's always our year.
And it's our year even more because we're back-to-back world champions.
God damn right.
Whatever that track star said, that they're only, U.S. champions, the NBA, the Free Jacks are world champions.
Yeah, this is Major League Rugby.
I mean... Did we get the gold in rugby?
But hold on. Naz.
Don't we suck at rugby?
Naz didn't believe in him.
I didn't at all.
No championship caliber. I'll put his text on the Instagram. We'll see it.
There was a lot of turnover of the team. We show up game one and they, shit the bricks. I was scared.
Didn't show up to the Eastern Conference final because he was scared.
I was playing golf, but Bald Eagle was out for the season. I'm like, all right. He's been with you since day one. A guy, who's been, the New England Free Jack. By the way, you bring up that video they have on Instagram. He gets the guys going after they win the Eastern Conference Finals.
Oh, yeah. It's
worth the watch. Should I bring it up? It's that worth the watch.
I'm not about to watch whatever the fuck you're pulling out.
All right.
We'll let it go. But bottom line, the back-to-back champions. Intern Brian was at the game in San Diego. We fired him on spot because he got too, a little bit too drunk and couldn't report.
Championship. Can't hold anything back.
How have I not been fired yet?
So he was...
Am I fired?
No.
We just
went over your new contract. But intern Brian, we had him for the day that it was, and then we fired him at the end of the day. So he was a day intern. Shout out intern Brian out of San Diego. Bought tickets last second. I think the game was at San Diego State. And they got the job done against Seattle.
SDSU.
One year you take out San Diego, Southwest, then you take out the Northwest. Just taking out the West.
Yeah, I think his name's Patras. Patros.
Yeah.
Stud. I think he scored every point.
I think he ended up being the most valuable player.
Yeah, have a day.
Bald Eagle.
Champions.
Shout out also Kyle Sakira, Bald Eagle. Scheduled to have knee surgery, I believe. Something like that. I forget exactly what his injury was, but August 19th, which is we're recording on the 16th, so over the weekend. Getting on to the knife.
Get it done. Hope it goes well. Yes. Thoughts and prayers.
On to the three-peat. Congratulations.
On to the three-peat. Can't wait for opening day.
The only thing I'll say is,
You don't expect them to three-peat because you're an asshole?
There should have been a party bus.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't have been on it.
That's fair. But I would have been.
Yeah. Coward. Fraud. I have it in text messages.
Hey, Rags.
Go free, Jax.
Kyle. Yeah, moving on. I guess we'll attack what we saw last night recording on a Friday night here. The second preseason game of the New England Patriots. Obviously, the season that it's supposed to be is supposed to be an ugly one. And I figured out some more last night of between the quarterback battle, players getting traded. Last week, another player got cut. I'll just speak on the quarterback right away because that's a sexy position here. Jacoby Brissett threw a pick in the end zone last night. He's coming in here trying to be, an older figure in the league to these young guys, young rookies. And Drake May played pretty good last night, which rumbles the quarterback battles in question. Steele, do you think this should be a quarterback battle, or who do you think should really start week one?
The way it's going, I think you can start. Like, I get not starting Drake May week one because of Brissett, all the get the kid ready, don't rush him into things, all that. Because, like, he's going to have a bad time. We're going to suck.
Yeah.
That's reality. Don't send out the rookie out there to get killed. I do kind of get that. But, I mean, he played his ass off, and he's definitely fighting for that spot. I mean, if they do play him week one, I mean, when the team's not going anywhere. So, I think maybe a few weeks of Brissett. Let the kid learn the offense, get a mojo with the wide receivers, get better, and then when we're like 1-6, throwing Drake May.
Hold on, help her 1-6.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know what I mean? I understand not starting him right away, but I mean, Brissett's just not really the answer.
And he
got to get the kid in there.
He made
eventually.
Some plays last night, but it wasn't like overbearing where it was like, okay, we have to start this kid. My opinion on it is if you start him game one, you're committing him to a 17-game schedule that he's supposed to start every game. And if you take him out before that, he's just going to kill the kid's confidence, not to mention how bad their offensive line is. I think it's a no-doubter. You have to start Jacoby Brissett for at least the first five games.
Yeah.
At least the first five games, win or lose. I mean, you're probably going to lose – four out of five. Like, they got a tough beginning of the schedule coming up with, you know, the Bengals, Seahawks, probably their most winnable game that they're going to lose. And then you have the Jets, the Dolphins, all teams that are competing for playoff spots. What do you think, Anton? You think Drake May should start week one?
No, I think you start Zappy and just let him die. Like, this this offense.
It's a good take. That's
this
good
offensive
take.
Line is, like, literally, like, the worst offensive line we may have ever see.
But why not let Brissett die?
Well, because I think Zappy's just
more of an honorable
man.
Yeah,
like, then you put Brissett in, let him take. I don't think you even bother with Drake May. I mean, maybe towards the end of the season, just to whatever, but, like, I mean, even the beginning of the schedule is just, it's death row, and then, I mean, I don't think before week 10 you should see Drake May. I mean, I don't know if we're going to win a game this year.
That's the thing with football. Like, you don't just get beat on the scoreboard. Like, you get your ass kicked physically, mentally. That's why I think Drake May is going to start at least five games this year.
I think at least five games.
And I think it's more towards the end of the season. I do like the Zappy take. I don't know if you stuck around to watch the end of the game last night. They put him in for the last drive because Gil Milton didn't really play as good as he did in week one. And he was leading them down the 2-minute drill. He was doing great. And then it had to be like the third string center. Just like, it didn't airmail it, but just went completely left. And the Eagle guy just like got on it. So Bailey Zappi was having like a maybe would have saved my roster spot drive. And then the third string center just ruined it.
Can't trust him. Can't trust him.
It does get interesting with Zappi because obviously Milton, you can't really now send down because he'll get claimed.
Yeah, he's too much of a risk like to.
Yeah, if possibly you put him out. There. Yeah.
I think he's like a shoot. Shoestone, like third string. I think Zappy's easily the odd man out. He'll go play for another team. He's an NFL quarterback.
He'll get somewhere, yeah.
He might last one game. Like, our offensive line is bad.
So bad.
Oh my God.
It was so bad.
Oh my God. It's like they couldn't even defend. Like, they couldn't even put their hands on us. The second team.
No, there were people like untouched. Yeah.
It was like,
you can't have that.
Jesus.
No, everyone's looking at like, why didn't you land Calvin Ridley? Why didn't you land Brandon Ayuk? Why didn't you just get a half decent offensive like tackle? Like, that would have been fine.
That's it. You put the Wallace kid at the guard and you have a winner on the right. And
if they get the number one pick next year, it's probably going to be an offensive tackle. I don't know.
I think I'd like it. That's how bad they are. That's how bad it is. Yeah. I think I'd be down.
I mean,
which is disgusting.
I don't know why. I mean, Drake May, he looked like a professional quarterback, and that's at least, like, we don't have much.
If you have a hot take on either May when he plays or Mayo this year, like, you're out of your mind. Like, this team's going to stink.
No, Elliott Wolf,
you can't take them, like, for their careers down the road this year. This is going to be a bad football team.
What Elliott Wolf has done, what the Dolphins did when they had, was it Fitzy at quarterback, what Carolina did last year. They're just punting the season. Whoa. What have they done to make this football team any competitive at all?
No, and that's exactly like Carolina. Nothing. If you're in Carolina, Bryce Young, like you can't give up on him yet. Like that team was god awful. Well,
that's the point of Drake May. They're going to look at Drake May next year of if they play him.
Well, you got to play the number one pick. I know it's only like two differences of picks, but there still is a difference.
Definitely the difference.
I don't know because like Bryce Young could be shot now. Like you said, like it's a mental game. Like, Drake May think, oh, like I can do this still. Like,
did we mention yet that their best player just got traded?
And their only good part of their team is just
it's honestly good for him.
Barmore's got the fucking
like very out. Happy for Matt Judon.
No,
like no, he's a fucking piece of shit.
He was kind of a piece of shit.
He was so a liar.
32 years old. I do get where the Patriots were like,
he's trying to get paid. The team wasn't going to pay him. So he was like,
the Falcons aren't paying him either. They're just paying the contract this year.
Yeah.
That's a dumb fucking franchise that will pay him.
No, he is playing for the same amount.
I'm telling you.
I know he is now. They're going to pay him.
NFL.
The team paid $1 trillion for Kirk Cousins just to draft Mike Penix. That is a dumb fucking
quarterback. No, that's different. That's a quarterback.
It's a dumb fucking team.
It's a dumb team, but like he
28-3. The team's stupid.
He could have gone to them in the offseason.
She could have also put an offer too, which is also another dumb team to your point. But I mean, if you're going to really get rid of him, and I think that sucks and all getting rid of Judon, but I think a third round pick for a guy coming off surgery who's a 32. I can't believe I'm saying 32 years old, like NFL years. That's like 70, like crazy to me. But third round pick is a good return, in my opinion. Like, I think if you're really going to do a half glass full take of this, the round pick of next year.
Yeah, I think they shot for a two. They tried. I think I read that somewhere.
Like, so that'll be what, like a top 80, top 90 pick? I mean, that's, you look at Javon Baker. Receiver who's looked really good.
Oh yeah, and you can get some. No, I think the receivers we drafted look good.
No, they're incredibly young.
Yeah,
I think a year in experience, like Pop Douglas is, without Kendrick Bourne in the lineup, Pop Douglas is now like the most veteran guy in the group. We got Jalen Polk. Well, I mean, tight end wise, I get what you're saying, but even looking at last night when they, you know, preseason, they had six. They had Polk out there, and then they had Douglas, and it's like, all right, so when's the starters going to come out?
Is anybody sick of Baker yet? Because I am.
Javon Baker? He's pretty good.
He dropped that May ball that would have like highlighted it.
Yeah, he's early though.
I think he's a big mouth though. Like, come on.
He can move.
I think Jalen Polk is a professional.
He's a real guy.
I want to see him be like a number two.
He made a sexy play last night. Yeah. He deked out two guys. He's got the first down.
That first guy fell off screen.
Yeah.
That was intense.
Speaking of wide receivers, we haven't been here in a month, so Brandon Ayuk got offered $32 million to play football for the New England Patriots and turned it down because of the quarterback situation in Foxborough. Bad take. Like all around, just after 20 years of dominance, that's what we're looking at now.
There's no logical reason for him to come here.
Yeah, there's none.
Why would you want to do that?
There's none.
Good. I think we.
I too would have been like no to New England.
Yeah,
but I think we lucked out. You know what?
Oh no, it's not that big of a deal. I mean, Ayuk is not a very good receiver, but that is not like
$30 million.
We might get a win.
Yeah.
Out of getting Brandon Ayuk, like that might lead to one more win, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like we missed out on something crazy.
It makes me even happier that they didn't land Calvin Ridley, because that Calvin Ridley contract was ridiculous.
No, it was 25.
At the time, he was the highest paid guy.
Ugh.
It was like 20, 29.
Out of control.
It just keeps getting higher. It's the second position behind the quarterback.
I'd only go for like the superstar or just keep drafting wide receivers.
Which I think they're going to hit on these rookie receivers. Pop Douglas clearly is something good. KJ Osborne still yet to be seen.
He'll
probably make the team. No, but I'm just talking about the receiving corps in general. Tyquan Thornton hanging on. And you know who's actually played really well, who's going to stick on the team because of his special teams? Jalen Reagor, who everyone was dogging him because the first round pick, which obviously, you know, went to shit there in Minnesota. Went Philly to Minnesota, now with the Pats, and he's done really well. I think he's going to be their kick returner for the year.
No, and he's got a chip on his shoulder because he deservedly has kind of gotten slandered from that first round pick.
Yeah, So I think that's
hasn't lived up to the expectation.
That's a good story.
Steele just like tricked his mind into believing that that matters, right? Like for 2 seconds.
Oh no, we're not talking about wins and losses. No, we're talking about positivity. We're talking about positivity here.
I can't even talk fucking football. Yeah. I don't think we win more than 2 games.
Is the U back?
Defense. Defense looked good last night. Defense looked good. Doesn't matter if you don't put any, you know, points up on the board. Maybe the defense can score. Christian Gonzalez looking like a pro bowler. Keon White going to try to fill in the spot for Matt Judon there. Josh Uche as well. It's going to be probably a, you know, team by committee.
I mean, they're just throwing him out there.
I'm just interested to see game one. Like last year, game one against Philly. And I think he threw a pick six right away. I'm like, all right, that's how the season's going to go. Something like that is going to happen in this game against Cincy. But like how close, how far are they away? I know they're far, but how far?
Far.
Yeah.
But like how far?
Yeah.
Like marathon.
Who's the those DNs for Cincy? They're fucking savages. Is it Hutchinson and Hubbard?
Yeah.
Yeah.
See ya.
Bye.
Yeah.
Over.
But how?
3 sacks, Hutchinson, week one.
I get that it's a different game. It's a passing game. But how far? Because Stevenson's a good running back. I realize that the offensive line sucks. We've already covered that. But if you have a good defense and then you play ground and pound football, how far does that get you in today's NFL? Not far, but I'm interested to see like the exact line. Like, is it going to be last year? Is it going to be 3 or 4 wins? Or can it be, you know, getting around the 500 mark? Because I don't think it's going to be around the 500 mark. But, I mean, it's 4.5. I'm going under.
It's hard to, like, unless, like, somebody steps up and just, like.
Shocks the world.
Get Chad Ryland, Joey Sly hitting a 55-yarder last night, a couple other ones. Has tattoos up and down.
Looks
good. Sign him up.
Ryland's got to go. I mean, the guy was. They were talking in the pregame that I was listening on the radio, and he was literally not just missing the uprights, he was missing the net.
Yeah.
He missed it like 4 times.
He just has a pregame. He'd probably be a decent, you know, footballer because he can't kick a field goal, but maybe he'd go in a soccer net. Like, I don't know.
Free jacks?
Like, no.
Yeah.
Like,
you got to kick. You got to make some kicks.
No, those are tough kicks.
Yeah.
Those are tough. No, that's the opposite of what I'm talking about. You gotta hit a big net. Like, you're fine. Like, he'll score if he plays some. MLS, dude, you can get on. Why not? Go back to college, play for...
I can't talk on soccer.
Play for Boston College.
He's a fucking moron.
How about D3 UMass Dartmouth? You know, it'd be pretty good. I think that's his wheelhouse. D3 UMass Dartmouth.
Yeah, like a 27-year-old. Yeah,
D3
yeah.
Soccer.
Why not? There was a 45-year-old kicker in JUCO last year.
All right, then let him go fucking go back to college.
Yeah, the U's punter was like a 27-year-old Australian guy. Like,
I heard good things about the U this year. Like, I've actually been hearing good things about the U.
Might be back.
Do they have a good, like, recruit? Like quarterback or something? Do they pay
him?
Yeah,
they got Ward, quarterback from Washington State, transfer.
Oh, yeah, I like him.
So,
anywhere from Washington State can just sling.
Yeah.
There and, you know, Washington State. Texas
Tech was the other
great fucking take.
No, Jesus. I was thinking where Gardner Minshew went. That's where he went, right?
That's exactly
yeah,
where
Washington
he went.
State. Yep. Okay, red team. I was just thinking of that. All right, yeah. So that was football. Kind of covered it. No Bill Belichick, Gerard Mayo in the building. See how it goes. Pretty depressing around here, right?
I got nothing.
Speaking of depressing. How about your fourth place under 500 Tampa Bay Rays? Give you the floor.
I mean, we sold. We
great shit though.
No Randy, no Paredes. You know, we at least know we were supposed to sell, unlike you guys. You know, we have the third and ninth ranked prospects in baseball. I mean, When you give a pedophile $160 million,
that was a franchise ruler.
I've never seen a bigger fall guy than Wander Franco.
Think about it.
He's fall guy for a reason. But he's a fall guy.
Did you see this?
Respectfully.
The girl's dad, he's saying drop all charges
so we can kill him.
No, I think just like he must. He might be like me and have just like a stack of Wander Franco autographs. I don't know.
Oh, he's his dad.
The dad.
Her dad. Okay.
Yeah.
I'll never forget when you sent that video, you work and being like, today's the day. And then the Rangers fuck around, swept them, and then won the World Series.
No.
That really put you to bed.
Well, no, we were you usually watch like the Rays with me in the playoffs for some reason. Somehow you always end up fucking right next to me.
I wasn't there.
Aaron Judge just went deep.
3-1.
I just want to bring that up.
But they had like five errors in that the playing game there, and they hadn't had that all season. And they just, you know, but we did get Dylan Carlson in the deadline deal for the relief pitcher there, Jason Adam. But other than that, you know, the schedule for both the Red Sox and the Rays, like, it's just brutal.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just that AL West and the Yankees and the Orioles, it's just fucking – there's no fucking give up. And this Houston team is crazy.
Yeah, I was going to say, who would have thought 10 games under 500? Oh, there's no way they're going to come back. And little before you know it, they're sitting pretty in first place by 3 games in the AL West. My little Red Sox spiel is, you know, good story, good run, but their bullpen has kind of ruined, you know, games. The other night in particular, I think Jonah Heim hit a 3-run homer, sent into the extra innings, could have swept Texas. They took a tough loss to the Orioles last night. They're up 4-0 tonight against the Orioles. Orioles came back, tied it. Yoshida just hit a 3-run ding dong. That's a guy who I've been shitting on all year. Now I got to give him some props because the last month or two, he's been playing some good baseball. Jaron Duran been playing well. A little bit of a hiccup last week. Watch your mouth.
Dumbass. Yeah, what an idiot. Like, not even a crazy hot take. Like, I know that's like not what he meant. Like, people were like standing by and like, but like, what an idiot, dude. Yeah, that was the dumbest fucking word. You can use any other word in the human language. You go, shut up, motherfucker. No one cares.
But nobody cared.
They cared. A lot of people cared.
I think they just made people care.
I disagree.
I think if it's just...
Bad take.
Why? You just don't bring it up. It's like, all right.
That's just like say like any other word in human history.
What does he do when he's in the locker room with his teammates or like fucking, you know, because it was so casual.
No, I get that. Like,
I don't think it's that bad.
He was the top story on the ESPN ticker.
Yeah.
Like, that's... If you say something like that, that's we're in today's age where that's where
like,
it's
shut up,
be.
You piece of shit, you low life, you fucking loser.
That's all you have
couch
to say.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
that's all you have to say.
Literally, I have
like, talk shit to the guy. I've like talked shit to fans.
Yeah.
I'm very pro athletes talking shit to fans. Use a different way.
It was just like an old guy. He was like, use a tennis racket. That's all. No,
it's just
like,
a funny chirp.
It's
a great chirp to an MLB athlete.
Yeah, but like, it's not like it was just. I don't know.
Favorite player on the Sox this year has been Zaidan Rafaela. I've never seen someone bounce from shortstop to center so much and just doesn't skip a beat. He's been batting eighth, ninth all year.
Have you never watched Mookie Betts fucking play?
I mean, he plays every position.
All right, I get it. All right, let's talk about a team that fucking matters.
I mean, the Red Sox are 2 games back.
Of maybe a wild card spot.
They're making the playoffs. I don't think they are, but
the Rays are like 5 games.
They're a good watch. They're a good watch. William Abreu, Paul from Quincy was just saying earlier, maybe up for rookie of the year. Connor Wong, terrific catcher, playing well. Devers taking a little bit of a back seat. They're just getting Tristan Casas back. It's really all up to their pitching. Cooper Criswell, any guy named Cooper I've ever met in my life sucks. And that it's including Criswell. Bernardino just got called up. Kelly, you name it. They've probably stunk. I'm out on... Who's the closer here? He's out till the end of the year. Kenley Jansen, he's been terrible.
I mean, he's out for the end of the year, and he's, I think, on a 1-year contract.
Yeah, see ya. Bye.
Bye.
Should have traded him at the deadline.
For what? A bag of balls?
Gray washing machine. I'll kill
everybody
that
else is
again.
Saying they should have bought. Like, what? Red Sox fans should be happy that they're watching baseball that kind of means something right now.
Well, yeah, no, you can thank the players and Alex Cora, who just got a 3-year extension, which was...
I don't think it's Alex Cora at all.
He was
being a little bitch.
He helped them stick together. The GM has no chance because of this ownership. I honestly feel really bad for Craig Breslow. His hands are tied. He literally can't do anything.
He feels bad for Craig Breslow, but yeah, not fucking Heim Bloom, who built this team.
I mean, he was...
I mean, no, no, no.
It wasn't... We don't have all night, but that was all Dave Dombrowski. It was not Heimblum. It was Dave Dombrowski.
Who got rid of every single fucking prospect.
He got Tristan Casas. He got Jaron Duran.
Do you think Dave Dombrowski knew who Tristan Casas was? Not a fucking shot.
He got him. He got him.
No, he was there and somebody else got him. No, he got him. Fucking no.
He got him.
This whole team is Heim Bloom's.
All right, Yankees talk.
A good baseball team. Let's talk about a good baseball team. You know, everyone was shitting on the Yankees. They went like 13-30. Have the best MLB record. Still tied for the best record in the MLB. Aaron Judge, MVP, hit 300 home runs and fewer at-bats and fewer games than anyone in the history of the league. Best hitter since Bonds.
That's not true. He already has 110 ribbies.
That's nuts.
Yeah. Like, I don't think he's going to hit 62.
It's August 16th.
What did he hit? 62 last year?
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to hit 62, but he's going to probably have 130.
He hit one like 3 minutes ago. It's not out of the question.
333, too. Like, you.
No, he's the best hitter since Bonds. You're power.
It's crazy.
What's the Larry Walker numbers, that crazy season?
Larry Walker.
It's like 357. It is crazy numbers. What he's talking about.
It was the craziest.
But that's 1 year. We're talking a couple here with Judge.
In that steroid era in Coors Field.
But well, he started kind of.
Yankee Stadium is a joke. Come on.
He's a righty.
On the home run tally, he kind of started late, right? So he's going to have a tougher time like getting
to the numbers. He will not hit the highest highs. Yeah. But he's done 300 in fewer games and fewer at bats than anyone ever.
Yeah, I think so. I could see him in like the sixes.
It's like a season of games and like.
That's nuts.
Like 400 at bats. Like, it's like a lot.
Because he's going to be what, like 32?
Yeah, I think that's his exact age.
Probably has six. Who knows? He, you know, stay healthy, but.
Might hit five.
Five? Yeah. Oh, he'll definitely get to five.
No, wait. I was just doing them.
He is a freak of nature, so he might.
No, I don't think so.
What?
Because that's 40. That's 40 for the next 5 years.
He stands a chance. He's stronger. Like, he's still hitting for contact. But when he will become just a home run DH eventually.
He's going to stay healthy, too.
They don't let you stay around. They don't let you play every game. They don't, you know. I'm not hating on Aaron Judge.
No, he'll definitely get the five. He'll get the five.
I don't think so.
I think he'll get to five. As long as
he's close,
health in question.
It'll be like an Albert Pujols situation where he kind of gets it on the back end.
But he's unbelievable. Yankees are winning the World Series. Let's go.
At what point are they like? Do you think they play the Astros in the first round or second round and lose? Because there's no way they're gonna even smell the Championship League Series.
Fever blew the lead.
Who did?
Fever.
Fever.
It's 2.8.
Oh, we're talking about NBA. I walked into Anton's house earlier today, and he was watching Caitlin Clark.
I don't care when they play the Astros, but I want the Astros. Like, winning a World Series without beating the Astros, like, it's wouldn't be fulfilling. Yeah. I need to beat that team.
As a Rays fan, you know my feelings.
I need to beat the Astros more than fucking anything. God, I hate that franchise.
But that team is... They're scary.
I need game seven.
I'm not afraid of Seattle. I'm not afraid of the Orioles. The Orioles and the Yankees are the two best teams. And then on the other side, you know.
I don't know. You got to be kind of scared, though. Look at the Diamondbacks last year. Yeah, you're going to be scared of the young teams. You got to be. Well, you can't just be like, oh, that team's young. That's not how baseball works. That's how like football and basketball work. Like, this team's young. They'll be there in a year or not. Baseball doesn't work like that. You got to be worried about the young, hot fucking team.
I just said be afraid of the fucking Orioles.
You said you weren't afraid of the Mariners, though.
No, I'm not as
afraid. You should be afraid.
There's a reason I'm not, though. But even Logan Gilbert's fucking sick.
You think a Dodgers fan on the face of the earth was afraid of the Diamondbacks last year? They got swept.
No. Yeah, that's nuts.
Swept.
By the way, if the Dodgers don't win the World Series this year, crazy. They got everyone who they wanted to in the offseason. Then they reloaded up in the July 30th deadline. Like, they spent so much money.
They've gone harder than the Yankees did at any point.
Ever.
Everyone that shits on the Yankees for, like, buying everything, the Dodgers are doing it to a farther extreme than the Yankees ever did. Oh. By far.
Oh, yeah.
If they don't win it, that's just nuts.
Well, I mean, all right.
I mean, Ohtani?
And the other one.
That's Freddie Freeman.
Tyler Glasnow.
Yamamoto. I can't even remember his name. But yeah.
Teoscar Hernandez, who played great, won the home run derby.
I mean, their lineup is just that.
But going into the season, their starting rotation had more Tommy John surgeries than any pitching staff in history by like 10.
Well, that's what I mean. And then they loaded back up in the...
Unfortunately, Kershaw is like four of those.
last time was two or
yeah,
something.
Yeah.
Did they get Jack Flaherty too? They got Jack Flaherty.
Yeah, they did.
Yeah, he's a stud.
Well, he had a bad year.
He's been struggling because he had surgery too.
Yeah.
And he hasn't really bounced back from it yet.
Should we touch Team USA basketball or should we hit the five questions you need to hear first?
No, fuck Team I don't want to say fucking fuck
USA. Celtics in four.
Yeah, no, Steve Kerr is an asshole.
I want Steve Kerr's head on a plate. That's about it.
But what about Steph? Steph Curry, unbelievable.
Yeah, that video of like the French commentary. They're like, this demon, Steph Curry. that's unbelievable, dude.
He did in those last two games. He did not miss. Like, he was unbelievable. That one where there's two guys in his face during the game, like when he does that. Like, I mean, we've seen it time and time again, but he just, you know, reinvested into himself.
I watched it. Highlights, like, the past decade, like everyone else, and then the finals. A hot Steph Curry is the worst fucking thing I've ever gone up against in sports in my life.
He seems like he's a good dude, just a good person. You know what I mean? Like we all hate LeBron. I don't think you can really hate even when Steph Curry like beat us in the finals.
Oh, you respect him. You don't respect LeBron. You don't respect Durant. You don't.
I definitely don't respect Klay Thompson. I definitely don't respect Draymond Green.
Draymond Green's a loser.
Oh, I respect both of them.
Oh, they're both.
I respect Klay Thompson.
They're both little fucking babies.
Klay Thompson was
respect Klay Thompson. Time. Draymond Green never.
I respect both of them.
Hey, Draymond Green.
Yeah, sounds about right. Mm. A bunch of bitches. Yeah, but do you think it was right for Tatum to be benched?
No.
No.
He's the most versatile player in like the NBA.
Why would you even ask the question?
Because it was worth for you guys to even
just sit next.
Oh, just
being like,
next?
Oh, he doesn't fit in. He fits into everything ever.
Like and like
that doesn't make any.
They
sense.
Said he the quote was that he was the 11th best option on the team, and they were only trying to play 10 guys in the game. That's what they said. Like, that's insane. Even I love Derek White. I love Jrue Holiday. They both have, you know, championship qualities that, come on. Like, what are we doing here?
How many years post-Curry do you think Steve Kerr lasts as a head coach? One.
They're going to be
trash. One.
Well, they'll be trash next year.
Honestly, Tatum doesn't do something, like, make us, like literally take a shit on the Warriors the first time we play them. And I know we play them New Year's on Martin Luther. No, like, not on Martin Luther King. But I think we hopefully play before them. If Tatum doesn't just fucking like actually make a statement and like actually
we'll just have
do something like, to him, no, like
the last
like,
time they beat
controversial,
him, controversial, like 65 points.
No, but it doesn't matter. He needs to like steer him down, like just even that.
Nah, see, he has to.
I don't. It's, no.
That's more Jalen Brown's wheelhouse.
That doesn't matter. You need to be that to be. You need it. You need it.
I think he doesn't do it.
I'm done with Tatum. Honestly,
done with Tatum.
If he does not fucking go after Curry this year at one point, I'm done.
Man of the Warriors. Yeah.
Five questions you need to hear: hot dogs or sausages?
Sausages. No hesitation.
I think that should be a clean sweep.
No, it's a hot dog.
Hot dogs suck.
Sausages way better.
Hot dogs fucking suck.
I get it, but I love hot dogs. I'm
over chicken sausage. You gotta do. I go with the chicken sausage.
Gay.
How's that gay?
The Chinese sausage faggot. Guy? Chinese like sausage.
The red
ones?
Yeah, the red
the
ones.
Red ones?
They're great.
Great stuff.
They're great.
Yeah, they're more versatile. But hot dog's just a hot dog.
And you know what the hot dog, too? If you have a great bun, who cares about the hot dog? Like, if you have a great bun, fuck it.
No, hot dogs are bad.
Sausage, you can just eat it up.
Sausages all day. Italian all day. Sausage.
Dude, it's not
smelling
even,
hot dogs when you go to Fenway sucks.
It's not even close.
The sausage vendor, amazing.
If you go up to some peppers, onions, and you go to the grill and you're offered a hot dog or a sausage, I'm taking a hot dog.
I just disagree.
You make bad choices in life. I'm sorry.
So hot dog.
I can't argue that. But
so hot dog or burger? Like you.
It's illogical to not pick burger.
But you are
so dumb.
That's why I made a sausage instead of burger because I thought it was that.
I'm a hot dog guy. What the fuck you want from
right.
me?
Sounds about right.
Rays fan.
We should call Magic at this point, but I think he's competing on a softball field right
he's
now.
He's winning games.
Sydney Sweeney or the field after seeing some Instagram today.
The field? No, come on.
Well, who's hotter than Sydney Sweeney?
I mean, you kind of got to pick the field. But I get where you're going with it.
Yeah, yeah. It was more just to bring it up.
I mean, to Dario fucking...
God bless her.
Yeah, I've been seeing melons all over my fucking
Scarlet
Twitter.
Joe?
Yeah, that was silly, but
Rachel Starr.
I mean, I do respect it.
Yeah, not just showing the top.
I mean, Margot Robbie, like I think pound, like, for, so you pound, for, pound, day, pound for pound, that'd be like, you know, 8
the
rounds.
Field's like 2 billion. Like, you can keep going on. Yeah.
Well, no, when I was coming up with the questions, I'm like, who else would I like say or? I'm like, I think the field's just cooler.
Yeah. I think either tag team match that somehow.
Oh, wow. Should they make flag football in the Olympics for the NFL plan?
Yes.
No, I think that'd be fun.
We just start breakdancing. Like,
yeah, that's way that less cool. Way cool.
Imagine like a, all right, so throw USA out of it for a second. Just like South Korea versus like Italy going after it.
Yeah.
After it. Just no, like,
I,
just some
I, poor, not, I would change the channel.
Just some, no, but it would be a fun watch for like a, and it's not a long game. It's probably 45 minutes tops.
I didn't catch any handball this year.
Literally. I
didn't catch any of it.
Dude, the water polo is crazy.
Water polo is amazing. Handball is incredible.
Those two of the best Olympic
sports. Yeah, they're incredible.
Team USA, the water polo, they went into shootout. And that, like, basically, the person who's shooting is, like, at that door over there. Just, like, shoot. It's even harder in than the soccer PKs, like, to save it. Even if you guess the right way, it's a less percentage chance like that you're going to save.
Well, yeah, because it's so tense and it's so quick. But the goalie's literally underwater, so when they go like this, it's almost in like slow motion. And it's
I think of myself too. Like, it's not like they're like standing up on the water. They're like,
yeah, they're swimming.
They're swimming. Like, at what point do you just like, oh fuck this? And you just hang up on the crossbar? Like, I was thinking that the whole time.
No, they're some of the best athletes on the planet. Water polo, they're like treading water for like however long the game takes. That's crazy. Tread water, it sucks.
Yeah, no, that's not much.
You guys want flag football. Like something like elementary school kids play. Like, if I see that on TV, I'm turning on.
Handball's basically
dodgeball. I'm going to watch porn and jerking off. Like, I'm turning it off and I'm going to jerk off.
There are kids play. Like, mean, what are you talking about?
I mean, dude? He likes NFTs and plays.
Yeah.
I'm not watching fucking flag football.
There are like 5-year-olds doing gymnastics, dude. What are you talking about?
I don't watch gymnastics either.
Simone
Idiot.
Biles.
Idiot.
Killer.
Jackass.
Killer. Bigger hot seat. We kind of mentioned these. Steve Kerr or Jaren Duran? Probably
Steve
Jaren,
Kerr.
Probably Jaren Duran.
Not even close.
Steve Kerr is definitely closer to being like fired.
Regionally for us, it's Steve. This is bad.
Head on a spike.
It's a fucking bad.
Matt wants to get canceled.
So I just don't care about Jaren Duran. What, like?
Yeah, go Rays. And the last one, right in Anton's wheelhouse: milk or pickle juice.
What are these fucking questions?
Yeah, I don't know.
Milk, obviously.
Why?
Well,
no, you're obsessed with milk. You bathe in milk.
I'm just saying. Oh,
let me rephrase it. Like let me rephrase the question.
A pickle bat shot.
The spill in your head. That's rephrasing the question.
Yes. Unless it's rotten milk, like pickle juice. What the fuck?
Why not pickle juice? Fuck around.
Little pickle bats. Pickle bats are great. Great shot.
No, I hate that shot.
You hate that shot.
I'm not a pickle guy.
You like pickles?
No. I don't know.
All right.
What would you choose?
I can't tell you what to choose. Irish sweater. Are you fucking kidding me?
Thank you.
Yeah, milk.
Everyone knows what shot I want.
Yeah, he just handed it over.
All right, those are the 5 questions presented by the law offices of Patrick J. Foley. Big shout out to Patrick there. Looks like the rates on houses are going down. I had to give a quick shout out there. So I put up a video the other day handling his business, getting things done. I have a summer catch up here. Anyone got anything worth revealing about the summer?
Big concert summer for me.
Yeah. Oh, Metallica, right?
Metallica, 2 days. Saw Blink 182. Saw the Foo Fighters. It's been fucking awesome. Seeing Creed on Wednesday.
Let's go.
I got to take a piss.
Can't wait.
Atta boy. Oh, and we went to Encore for Steele's birthday.
Yeah, that was Day of the Foo Fighters. That's
thanks for the invite, asshole.
Well, we went at like 10 in the morning.
Yeah. You weren't ready.
And we got taken to the cleaners and roulette. And then Then we went to virtual blackjack and we took her cleaners.
Yeah, Naz killed the virtual blackjack.
Literally, I murdered her. I'm wanted.
I got to stay on the table a little bit with roulette. Naz was down and out roulette.
In and out.
Yeah.
Hit a number or get out.
I got like 45 minutes on there.
Yeah, no, that's a long time in roulette. That's a long time.
But Naz crushed the blackjack.
I put $20 in there and I was like, you know what? This is probably my last $20. fuck it. So you keep doubling. Once you get to 100, you're like, all right, now it's go time. I forget what it was. It was 100 or 200. I was like, you know, I'm going to put it all in there. And then I hit blackjack and we went nuts. Yeah, I was like, all right, I'm like, all right, I'm going to do it till I lose. I think I won two more times. And then I lost. The lady got blackjack. I'm like, all right, this is time to get the fuck out. And I think I walked up. My ticket said 400. So I think I walked out with two. So yeah, it was a good win.
Absolutely. Good
couple wins. On time, went to the bathroom. Watched The Instigators. Little movie recap. No Magic Mike. So kind of in my feelings here. Matt Damon, Casey Affleck. Anton didn't even realize that guy was Casey Affleck.
Which is ridiculous. Yeah. Very, very like that's Casey Affleck, like type of person. Like he's not. Like,
I won't spoil it because, you know, some people haven't seen it, including Steele. But, you know, hold on to your whatever it is, $22.50 they make you pay to go. And even though it's on Apple TV, just sign up for Apple TV or something. Look at that promo.
Look at that.
But
sponsors.
If you're a part of the local flavor, you know, a lot of action in Malachy's and Quincy. They're played off as two Quincy guys putting on. Squantum Yacht Club gets shown. They're all Wally Beach. So definitely worth the watch if you're from around here. But in terms of like all-time Boston movies, not even in play.
Well, yeah, but that's a tough list to make.
But even just like just get in it at all.
No, like I'm away from the mic.
Like, yeah. Half the time it was like a kind of a joke to me. I'm like,
well, Boston movies are like very good, not just being a Boston homer. Like the list of Boston movies is like phenomenal.
Right. Well,
like The Departed won Best Picture, like Good Will Hunting, yeah. Fucking like
they're all The Town, The Fighter.
Like there's a lot of just great Boston movies.
The Town was like when The Town came, like I enjoyed it obviously, but it was just like, all right, we've kicked. This is like Italian mob movies. Like we've overdone it.
All right, one movie thing that was announced today: the guy who directed The Fighter is making a John Madden movie.
Oh, nice!
They have casted Nicolas Cage as John Madden.
Perfect, perfect. He can play anyone.
I mean,
can play anyone. I saw it and I was like, no fucking way. I was like, that's crazy.
Only other guy I would say play him is Will Ferrell. Just because he could.
I bet he could probably do a good John Madden.
I bet he has.
No, I think he'll do well. I just wanted to spin it back since we were talking about Boston movies. Like, what is your top Boston movie?
Goodwill.
Yeah, Goodwill. Like Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah, it's probably. Gone with the Wind's a great one.
Yeah.
We're not thinking
of, you know, what's an underrated one? Mystic River. That's Mystic a good River one. That's a really good one.
That's just like a hockey puck one.
That's a very underrated movie.
It's just gay.
You saying it's a hockey puck one because they play street hockey in the first 5 minutes of the movie? Like, that's all it's about hockey. Exactly. There's nothing about hockey.
So you've never seen the movie. You watch the first 3 minutes
They play street hockey. A kid gets kidnapped. I'm not spoiling it for you. It has to do with hockey, the entire movie.
You didn't let me finish, but Adam's a faggot.
All right, we're getting canceled, I guess, yeah.
I just wanted to say that.
Like, that was fucking, like, dude, what?
No, you didn't let me finish.
Sorry, right, family,
finish them.
Yeah, sorry.
Adam's a faggot.
Canceled twice. Good Will Hunting's mine, though, I think by far. It was probably one of their, you know, coming out parties of Matt Damon. You
that
know,
is their coming out party. Yeah, exactly. That's like their debut. Kinda.
And never really knew where it was going to turn. Honestly, I was kind of late to the party. I didn't watch it till after Step Brothers. And you know, Step Brothers, he's like in that... he's in therapy or whatever, and he like makes up. He's like, yeah, I was like this janitor who like knew all this shit. Yeah. Basically, like, just it's like sounds like a whole plot of Good Will Hunting. I think the week after that, I watched Good Will Hunting for the first time. So that's back in like 2008, 2009.
You didn't watch Good Will Hunting till high school?
Yeah, till basically high school.
That's crazy.
But at least we got there.
We got there. Okay.
At least we got there. Right. It's better than like me saying, oh, I watched it the other day. It's
You're right.
Well. You haven't seen... When people get outraged that you haven't, like, seen a good movie, it actually drives me nuts. It's like...
Do you own a TV?
Yeah.
Good Will Hunting's been on it fucking 1,000 times since you've been born. You can watch Good Will Hunting. This isn't some, like, underground fucking thing. Like, have you not watched this or not? It's Good Will Hunting.
I know. I don't know. I just don't like when people get outraged.
Have you not seen Gladiator? How have you not seen Gladiator? It's been on FX every Sunday for like 20 fucking years.
Sopranos. Sopranos is one for me.
I was late to Sopranos. I have seen the Sopranos.
When you're late to a TV show, it actually is worse because... Like there's more surprise, like it just.
But it's also better because you don't have to watch it week to week. You can just binge it. I mean, like some shows, if they're on Netflix, you can just binge them. That's how they get released. But some shows come out week to week, and if you catch it late, then you just watch it in like 2 weeks instead of like 7 years.
Yeah, it's like Pirates and Pirates 2 with Jesse James. You know,
Vince Vaughn and Wedding Crashers. They had him on the Pat McAfee show today to promote. I think it's called like Monkey something.
Oh yeah, but that's week to week.
He referred Wedding Crashers to just Crashers. I'm like, that's kind of sick. Like, oh yeah, it was Crashers.
Great movie.
Yeah,
great flick.
They said Dodgeball 2 might be in the mix.
Every line in Dodgeball is funny. Nice. Like rewatch Dodgeball, like literally it's every great. Sentence is unbelievably
Johnny
funny.
Loves Chachi.
Yeah, no, it's like one funny sentence followed by a funny sentence followed by a funny answer. It's crazy. That movie's fucking hysterical.
That new show Monkey whatever, it seems a lot like they're going the. I watched Mayor of Kingstown with Jeremy Renner, and they have one A-list
show.
It's a great show, but the A-list guy, and then you don't know a single person.
No,
and the rest of. Which is fine. They just pay him and then everything. I think that's what they're doing with Vince Vaughn and see if Vince Vaughn can carry the shoulders at two completely different shows. But although I think he's like a private investigator in the one, the monkey thing.
Yeah, I haven't seen, so it's, I haven't it's, seen the
it's
video.
It's 30 minutes into the series and you're just...
What do you mean 30 minutes into the series?
Like there's been one episode.
I'm just talking about actors in general. They have an A-list actor and then everyone else you've never even heard about.
I mean, maybe...
No, like, yes, there's a thing called IMDb.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, I'm an IMDb guru.
Are you?
I look that shit up all the time.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah. I am...
All right, wait, what's the...
IMDb.
Yeah, IMDb.
All right, name the cast Dark Matter.
Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, fuck you.
I've never even seen Dark Matter. Yeah.
Exactly. That was a highly rated show on Apple TV. Yeah, right.
Which I didn't watch.
I love that show.
The only thing Apple TV almost locked me in for was they have a Godzilla King of the Monsters show with Kurt Russell, which was essentially made for me.
For you, yeah. You're a big Kurt
Russell.
And
I'm like, fuck. And I haven't been able to watch it yet. So I might sign up for Apple TV because I need to watch it.
Oh, that. Apple TV has just been crushing the summer. Presumed Innocent... Defending Jacob.
I haven't watched Presumed yet. Is it good?
Everything you just said is so much less to me than Godzilla King of the Monsters with Kurt Russell. Like, that's all I care about, dude.
Let IMDb and tell you what they're about.
Please, IMDb. Can convince you?
We don't need to live IMDb. Like,
yeah, you do.
I'll do it when I get home.
No,
I will. No,
give me the Godzilla King of the Monsters IMDb right now.
All right, where's my phone?
Give me the numbers.
King of the Monsters.
Give me the stats.
What's it called? See, I got a notification on my phone of the vanishing.
Just type in Godzilla. I forget the subtitle. Just Godzilla.
Godzilla. King of... Oh, wow. The numbers came up, so they were just typing all numbers. Oh, versus Kong?
No.
Oh.
Type in, like, TV show.
He just said he's a like fucking Godzilla IMDb TV fucking
King
guru.
Of the Monsters. Oh, Kyle Chandler. Friday Night Lights.
No, that's the movie. I want the TV show on Apple TV.
Oh, there's no way I'm going to find that.
It's Godzilla and Kurt Russell.
The guru is looking real bad right now.
I mean, I am. Fuck. So I'm just going to have to go to Kurt Russell and go down. This isn't good.
All right, fine. I'll do it.
No, I'm doing it right now. I got it. Yeah, it's called Monarch Legacy of Monsters.
Okay. Still Godzilla.
So they're doing the same fucking thing.
What else can you do with Godzilla? He's just a huge fucking giant thing that Asian people are afraid of.
It's Kurt Russell and fucking F-list actors. Which, like, what more
that's
do you
not
want?
What I want. I want the IMDb stats. What is its rating?
Oh, rating 7.
Like, that's great for IMDb.
Yeah.
He's
it's interesting, but I have no idea who writes characters.
It's like a new thing of, like, oh, get one actor and, like, have shit around him, like... How many times have we done? Probably thousands.
No, TV shows are starting to do that now because they realize, oh, if we have that one big name, people will watch.
They're not starting to do it. They've been doing it.
No, they definitely haven't.
Especially
Apple TV has done it with Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon there, that the morning show. They started with that. And then presume innocent. You're talking about
you just named two people.
Yeah, I mean that's a two for one there. And then I'm talking about presume innocent, which is Jake Gyllenhaal. The monkey thing is Vince Vaughn, and then we just talked about Kurt Russell. That's four right there.
Yes, my point is there.
I am DB.
keep going back and back and back in TV shows.
It sounds like the Rays. They're just getting like they have that one stud, and then they just have all these prospects.
When sniffing wild card losses, respectfully,
of course. Yeah.
I mean,
but fuck the Red Sox.
Kyle Crawford and David Price and Evan Longoria.
All right, we're gonna end on that. So episode 167, the books. Shout out to our sponsors, Slide Ice Fitness and Performance. In the office of Patrick J. Foley. We'll probably see you right around football season, probably take another couple weeks off. Want to give a big shout out to producer Justin. He's getting married next week. I forget where the venue is. I think up in Maine. But best of luck, buddy. He's not here tonight, but big shout Justin. Out there.
Absolutely.
But we'll wrap up there.
And get ready for college football. The U is back.
The new year is almost here, and if you're looking to shed off some holiday pounds before beak season, well, look no further and head on down to Slight Edge Fitness Performance, located at 101 French Avenue in Braintree, Massachusetts. Owned and operated by our guy, Quincy legend, Craig Kelly. You will be assured that you are getting the best training around. They believe in only the highest standards of physical fitness training and have been leading the charge at their state-of-the-art fitness facility since 2020. Their staff is actively enriching the lives of members and creating a community of like-minded people who love being healthy and strong. They are helping you to get in shape and teaching you how to maintain your health and fitness. Group fitness classes as well as one-on-one personal training sessions are available. Make sure to visit slightedgefit.com and also follow them on Instagram at slightedgefitness and set up a consultation today. If you're looking to get back in shape or trying to get a slight edge on the competition, this gym is for you. Check out Slight Edge Fitness and Performance, located at 101 French Avenue in Braintree, Massachusetts, and tell them the boys from Steel and Nas sent you.